My name is Christopher Biddle, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chris Rourke. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Christopher.
Thanks for being with us. And now we welcome another reporter to the forum. We're very happy to have John Daly, Colorado Public Radio health reporter, with us this evening. Thanks so much for joining us, John.
You bet. Hi, Chris. Hi, Christopher.
Yeah.
So, John, I just wanted to start out. We've been hearing from a public health nurse about the local healthcare system, its ability to deal with a surge of COVID-19 patients over the past month and a half. We've seen about half of all cases in Gunnison County over the past 6 weeks. However, we have not seen those cases affecting the local healthcare system here in Gunnison County. COVID patients are not seeking hospitalizations at the rate they were back in March and April. That's what's happening here in Gunnison County. How does that compare to the rest of the state over that same time frame?
You know, that's interesting. I guess I would say that I see Colorado in a pretty precarious situation right now. I would say that we're not in as urgent a situation as you're seeing in a lot of other states. But it may be that we're not that far behind. If you look at the numbers, we're at record numbers of hospitalizations, although that trend may be slowing a bit, which is good. The positivity rate is up in the 11% range, which is much higher than the 5% that public health experts would like to see us at. So that's worrisome. And then the thing that you hear is just all the concern about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving travel and people visiting with family and in close proximity. So I think there's a lot of fear that the system could get hammered in the next few weeks here. You know, we'll have to see. There are a lot of hospitals that are nearing capacity. We've had some hospitals in Grand Junction and Pueblo, for instance, Weld County, where they've gotten, you know, basically, there have been points in the last few weeks where they have been full, meaning they are transferring patients to other hospitals. So these next few weeks are going to be very telling, really, really critical.
Sure. And you mentioned that Grand Junction Hospital comes up there. That's, of course, where a lot of patients that cannot, you know, cannot get the medical care they need here in Gunnison County, where we're a critical access hospital. We don't have the capacity to care for certain patients at a certain level. That's where we're sending folks, is Grand Junction Hospital. So, of course, that very much affects our listeners here in Gunnison County. So we just talked to a public health nurse, and, you know, her job is contact tracing pretty much all the time right now. Are other health departments around the state able to do, you know, 100% contact tracing? Are they able to find everyone that folks are you know, exposing using contact tracing?
My sense is that the answer is no, and this is one of the challenges when you have so many cases. I'm not the first person to use this analogy, but I think it's a really good one, which is that I think the system and the hospitals and public health, et cetera, they've been preparing for this. There's a lot of good, smart, dedicated people trying to do their best. But I think they've been prepared for waves, but if the wave turns out to be, then your system can just be hammered. And that includes hospitals and that includes contact tracing. If there are so many cases that need to be tracked down, it can just get to the point where it's impossible to track down all the cases. And I think in the areas where there are a lot of cases, it's been getting harder and harder to really thoroughly contact trace.
Chris Rourke, did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, well, you can see that when cases go high. You know, we've had an experience here in Gunnison County recently with cases climbing, and then it makes that contact tracing so much more difficult because you're really trying to take care of people first. But you know, you mentioned Weld County and you mentioned Mesa County, and both those counties have kind of formed a partnership, a loose partnership at least politically, you know, supporting one another in not adhering to, you know, mandates that have been passed down. I'm wondering, have you seen any kind of discernible pattern, for example, with either politics or demographics or geography about how counties and regions of the state are breaking down and, you know, how caseload is going there?
That's a really good question. You know, I think that, you know, it's clear that there's a major political element to all this. There's no doubt about that. That's certainly true with the mass. The data that I've seen would suggest that the mass really do make a difference and help to limit transmission. It may be one of the reasons why Colorado has done better than some of our neighboring states, where the resistance to masks has been even higher. I'm thinking of like Tana. I mean, these states are seeing just exponential, spectacular growth. And there's been, in general, I think, more of an opposition to some of these types of tougher public health restrictions. And, you know, it's an incredibly tricky calculation for any public official. I don't envy them these decisions. They're tough because you're also weighing the economy and these types of things. Other countries have handled it differently and been able to limit both the economic damage and limit the number of cases. And there are people who say those things go hand in hand. There seems to be pretty good evidence of that from overseas. But yeah, I would say in Colorado, you know, we are definitely seeing kind of a you know, more resistance in some pockets that you know, that are just more resistant to the government intervention in general.
Sure. And of course, you know, along with that, there becomes this challenge with healthcare providers in the state. You know, what do you think their greatest challenge is right now? Is it capacity? Is it supply? Is it fatigue? You know, how are they holding up?
I would say it's staffing, and staffing related to fatigue, to burnout, to mental health stress, and also to competition from around the country. I don't know if you've seen some of this reporting, but there are services that use traveling nurses, for instance, some of these nurses for their services is just, you know, thousands of dollars extra a shift for those who are willing to do it. And you know, we had some from Colorado that helped out in like New York earlier in the pandemic. And now, you know, we have others in Colorado that are helping in other communities where they need help, but we need help now too. But kind of going to the highest bidder, their services. And if you look at the state's dashboard, something like a third of hospitals have been reporting that they're anticipating staffing shortages within the next week. So my sense is that the frontline providers, I mean, these are tough people, they're trained for this, and they are, you know, they're extremely worried about the next few weeks, and imagine what an overrun healthcare system looks like, right? Which is, if you don't have enough staff to take care of people, then you're just going to do the best you can with the staff that you have. Right. And that means that I think you're going to expect mortality rates, you know, number of deaths to go up, maybe sharply. And also that means if you have another healthcare problem like a heart attack or a stroke or a car accident, you're going to be arriving at an already packed hospital. So that's not a recipe for really great healthcare or great healthcare outcomes. And that's what they're most worried about. And that's why the pleas from public health people, from, you know, Dr. Anthony Fauci on down to Colorado's governor, et cetera, they've been making those pleas so desperately.
Sure, and I think that brings up a really good point. First, I just want to remind our listeners that they're listening to Community Matters on KBUT Community Radio for the entire Gunnison Valley. Right now, John Daly is on with us. He is a health reporter for Colorado Public Radio. And you bring up the pleas from elected officials, politicians from around the state. Governor Polis recently added another level to the state's coronavirus dial here in the Gunnison Valley. That set off yet another round of confusion between state and local public health orders. Again, here in Gunnison Valley, because here in Gunnison County, we use a system that is similar to the state's dial. We call it the Corona meter. There has been confusion over that. Are we blue? Are we yellow? We're blue with some hints of yellow, if that helps you answer the question. Modifications made to comply with state orders, but officially locally under the blue status. So again, that's what's happening here in Gunnison County. How did the rest of the state react to the governor's new public health order and the creation of this new level in the state's dial? Was it similar? Did it create similar confusion?
I would say that there was definitely a lot of confusion about it. I think the rollout of the new dial was a little bit confusing for folks about exactly what was driving it and explaining what the changes were. So yeah, I think there has been a lot of confusion. There are definitely folks who wondered whether it was so that the state could avoid imposing or having to move counties to what was the red red on the dial and is now purple on the dial, but to the highest level that would call for stay-at-home orders. Yeah, I think there's a lot of confusion about it. You know, the governor and his team, I think their view is that the system has been preparing for this and that there's maybe a little more wiggle room and that the hospitals could handle some surge capacity and moving patients and things like that. So, you know, and I think the governor has said that it's really up to individuals and how they respond. And that's going to be the most important thing. So, yeah, there's a lot going on with that whole part of the equation.
Sure. And so a lot of other public health officials, public officials during the pandemic, Polis has said repeatedly that his office makes decisions based on science. Do you think that has remained true throughout the pandemic, or have you seen politics start to enter into his decision-making at all?
You know, I guess I don't, I'm not sure I have a great, great insights into that.
Sure.
I'm not sure what kind of pressure happens behind the scenes that we're unaware of. I do think that governors around the country have been put in a really, and local officials too, have been put in a very difficult position because of a lack of a cohesive federal response. And so it really becomes kind of a hodgepodge approach where every community might be doing it a little differently and every state might be doing it a little differently. And I mean, you know, you can, in some parts of the state, you might not even really realize what county you live in, right?
Sure.
I mean, you can live in the Denver metro area and you can live in Denver, or maybe you're in Arapahoe or Adams or, you know, any number of other counties. So I just think that the hodgepodge approach, I mean, we can see the results. There's exponential growth in cases around the country. We're seeing it in Colorado. The hodgepodge from the federal government on down has not, solved the pandemic. And, people's lives, people are losing their lives in spectacular numbers because of it.
John, recently over the weekend, it was learned that the governor and his family has been, members of his family have been tested positive for COVID. Do you think that plays into his decision-making from here on out?
I think any public official that has a direct personal story that ties in with the larger pandemic in this case, I think that will give some insights, especially if he or any of his family members get sick. That will, be something that I think you might really learn from. But, You know, I do think that he's had a very good understanding of the risks all along. He's expressed those very clearly for months and months now. You know, I mean, in a way, you know, I also think that the mayor of Denver getting, you know, into a world of controversy over taking a trip over Thanksgiving after warning people to not travel, you know, I think he's feeling the impacts of that decision in the same way. I mean, I think when you're in the public spotlight and the way those, you know, any public official is now, you know, all these stories are gonna resonate with the public, and how you handle it is really important. So quarantining is a really good idea for folks that are in that situation. And that's, you know, that's certainly the message that we're hearing from public officials.
John, who do you think Coloradans trust for the most part? Do they trust their local public health officials? Do they trust CDPHE, Anthony Fauci? Is there a lot of trust for Coloradans, you know, with officials? Is it local? Is it state? Is it federal? What do you think?
Oh, man, that is a great question. I do think that there was some polling earlier that suggested nationally that Dr. Fauci was well respected, and more so than other members of the federal government. And I think generally people do trust their local officials and their local public health people as well. So, but I honestly haven't seen any polling on that. So yeah, it's tricky. I mean, I think there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of things that are going on that's, you know, has the certainly the effect of undermining confidence in public health and in you know, all levels of officialdom. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see more recent polling on that to see how it's been affected.
Very good. Thank you.
John Daly is a health reporter for Colorado Public Radio. You can also hear his reporting on the KBUT newscast, and he was very gracious to join us this evening on KBUT's Community Matters to answer questions about the statewide response to the COVID-19 pandemic. John, we really appreciate you being with us. Thank you so much.
You bet, Christopher. Thanks to you and Chris for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, absolutely. John.
All right, you're listening to KBUT's Community Matters. My name is Christopher Biddle. I am here with my co-host, Chris Rourke, and in just a moment or so, we are going to introduce you to some folks from the Crested Butte Avalanche Center. We will be back in just a moment.